Your balls still hurt, Jane. Sorry. I didn't mean to startle you in your room like that, but it's been months now. I did hit them pretty hard, back in that bar. I thought they'd be all healed up, though. But you keep cringing and hunching over when I'm around, or crossing your legs or things like that. So I reckon they must still be hurting you. A few months ago, I'd just have read that out of your mind, but Simon says I shouldn't do that. He worked with me until I found a way to shut out the voices, and it's not that hard out here when it's just a handful of us, and at least I can shut out surface thoughts and things like that. So if your balls still hurt after all this time, maybe you should let Simon take a look at them. Is it because he's a man? Well, but he's a doctor. He knows how to fix broken parts or broken people. He would make your balls better like he made me better. And I'm calmer now. Don't go around killing people or punching them in the balls. Killing all those Reavers helped, I think. Getting the word out on Miranda did too, but you know what else helps? Piloting Serenity. When I pilot this ship, I have to use the skills I got from Wash's mind in all the time I knew him, and Wash was the calmest, gentlest person I ever knew, even more than my brother Simon. But I did get Simon's medical knowledge too, when I was going through people's heads, and I suppose I could look at your balls, since you don't want a man looking at them. No? Well, if you won't let a boy look at them, or a girl either, then who's going to do it? I know you ain't got nothing against girls. From back when I used to be in your head. Absolutely, you like us. A lot. Every time Serenity landed, you'd go out whoring, spending all the money you had. But Serenity hasn't been near a planet for a long while now, let alone a whorehouse. We're hiding. Sorry. Mal says we're keeping a low profile, not hiding. So there's not really anything to do out here. Except fornicate, I guess. Feel Simon and Kaylee. That's how they spend most of their time when Kaylee isn't working on Serenity and Simon isn't working on me. But both are getting fixed up pretty good now, so there's more time for them to mate. They seem to like it. I don't know why Malin and Ara don't just do it. They both want to, and with each other. They work as hard at not screwing as Simon and Kaylee do at the actual thing. It's ridiculous. Both couple are kind of hard on me. I don't go into people's heads no more. Not intentionally, at least, but feelings and longings and things like that just tend to creep in. When Simon and Kaylee are going at it, I can't keep it all out. But all that tension between Malin and Ara is hard to keep out too, and it's like getting pushed and pulled at the same time. I can feel your longings too. You know what Simon and Kaylee are doing. You know what Inara will never do with you, even if you had all the money in the system. Maybe someday Zoe would, but she's got the kind of heartache that even Simon can't fix with all of his book learnings. It's only something time can fix. A lot of time. I used to be able to hear your thoughts about all three of us when I couldn't control it, what I listened to. You used to take turns thinking about them when you'd be with your whores. You used to lust over all the women on Serenity. Except me. I guess it was because I scared you. I sensed your fear and never could get much past that in your head. Simon would probably say it's because there's not room for anything else in there, but I guess it's hard to think lustful thoughts about someone you're scared of, I guess. And maybe it's because I was just a kid when we met. Everyone on this ship is pretty moral for being crooks, and you are too. Maybe not as moral as the rest, but you've got your limits too. You liked being the good guy back in that one city. You liked the statue and people thinking you were a hero. Maybe because you are deep down. You keep doing the right thing despite yourself. So maybe that kept you thinking of me as something you could screw. But I'm a little older now and a lot less scary. At least I try to be. I can control the scary and the crazy some now. Can't control the getting older, but that's not a bad thing. Another thing I can't control is the feelings Simon and Kaylee and Malin and Ara put into me. The only way I can fix them is by Well, by letting someone take me. Not Simon, of course. He's got Kaylee, and I'm just his damaged little sister to him. I'd let him if he asked, but he wouldn't. He couldn't. Mal wouldn't either. He definitely sees me as too young, and he's way more of a moral outlaw than you are. I'd let him if he asked, too. He might, in a few years, but I'm honestly rooting for him and Anara to stop being so stupid. So that leaves you. And me. You don't really want me specifically, I guess. At least you developed a fear of me or saw me as just a girl, too young for your lusts, but if you asked, I'd fornicate with you. Especially seeing as Simon or Mal won't. But you like all the other girls on Serenity. You more or less liked all those whores you were with. They're all soft and pretty in different ways. Well, I'm soft too. In the right spots, and I'm taking better care of how I look too. Now that I got Miranda and other thoughts out of my head. Inara's been helping me with my hair and dresses and being all girly. Girly isn't easy, Jane. It's a different kind of insane than I'm used to, but I kind of like it. I can twirl around in this dress, all pretty-like, and let it show my legs. I have good legs, don't I? Good for twirling and dancing and for teasing men. Before the Alliance made me, well, less. I was a good student. But before that, I wanted to be a dancer. Legs are good for kicking things too, but I don't really feel like kicking nobody lately. If I twirl around again faster this time, the dress goes up higher. Now it's showing thighs and where panties would be if I were wearing some. But you don't need panties on a spaceship. Either you're wearing a spacesuit to protect you if there's a breach, or you're not wearing a spacesuit. In which case, it doesn't really matter if you wear anything at all. Dress is good enough for modesty, but if no one's going to see your panties, then there's no point in wearing them. Well, at least that's my thinking. Of course, if you're planning on getting totally naked and wearing panties under the dress, it seems even more silly. This way I can just pull this dress off and not worry about having to take anything else off. It's okay to look, Jane. I ain't gonna hurt you. Especially not your balls. Maybe the others will be mad, but there ain't much they can do about it. I know I can take care of myself. I can make my own decisions. And right now I'm choosing to have sex with you. If you'll let me, of course. You didn't think about me in that way for so long, but now that I'm here in front of you, naked and nubile, I'll bet that's changing. I don't need to read your mind to know you're thinking less of smacking me upside the head and more of bouncing me up and down on your cock. So, I made the offer before, Jane. Maybe you've changed your mind now. So let me ask again. Do you want me to look at your balls? Because I kind of want to see them. I promise only to do good things to them if you'll, you know, return the favour. Your cock too, especially your cock. Which is good because I think I want it to do stuff to me. It definitely wants to get out of your pants right now. So I figure that's a good start. At least if you'll let me. There. You don't flinch now, even when my hand is so close to it. Even though it's all exposed. You just kind of tremble a little, but I don't think it's fear. At least not all of it. Now since my hand hurt you so bad, I kind of want to show you how it can make you feel good too. See, I never touched a cock before. But Anara has, Kaylee has, and Zoe too. I got their memories of what to do with one. And I've got the memories of what Mal, Simon, Wash, and so many others liked having done to theirs, and you too. I know what you like from your own memories. So I'll take it carefully in my hand. It's such a small hand, you shouldn't be afraid of it. Especially when it can move up and down slowly around you, all nice and gentle-like. I can cup your balls with the other hand, very, very gently and carefully. This is a much better way to treat them than what I did in the bar, isn't it? Yeah. But I'm just getting started. I didn't used to talk because when you can read minds, you don't need a mouth much. But now I talk. Not too much, according to some, but mouths are good for more than words. They're good for wrapping around cock and giving folks pleasure with. Let me show you. Is that good? I like it when you shudder. I like the taste of you, Jane. It's pretty good for not having touched a cock before, huh? Well, except for punching. But I think we both like this better, but you kind of get the better part of the deal here. Not that I mind much, but I know how good sex can be for both the man and the woman. I'm thinking it's better if we move on to the good stuff, and then we can always explore the other stuff some other time. So, I'll be in your bunk. There's not much room for both of us here, but lie down. You're so big and I'm so small, I reckon it will work best for my first time if I'm on top. I know that's what Inara would recommend if I had asked her. So just sprawl out that big body of yours and I'll straddle you with these long legs and I was showing off to you before. Simon and Kaylee are making love right now, Jane. I can feel it. They started before I got here and it's been going on the whole time. It's been turning me on. At least at first. Seeing you naked and doing things to you with my hand in my mouth, those did a pretty good job too, and I know from the other memories to be good and wet, especially for my first time, well, I am already. So I'm just going to get you aimed the right way, and then lower myself down on you. It's just another form of piloting, really. See? Got you all pressed up against my nethers, and a bit of me is leaking down onto you right now. I think the rest will be easier if you put your hands on my waist, though. Yeah, just like that. I'm so light, it will work best if you pull me down. Slowly, though, because it's kind of my first time. I don't mind a little pain, but no sense ruining the pleasure, so start pulling me down. Oh, yeah. Nice and slow. You're slipping into me and I'm sliding down you. I'm opening up for you and your cock. As good as any whore you've had. Better. Because it's my first time, but I still kind of know what I'm doing. I keep pulling me down all the way. Oh, I took it all the way, Jane. Wasn't sure it would fit, but that's where being young and flexible helps. Now help me move up and down at first. Until I just are having this thing in me, I'll help by pushing down on your bunk and your body until I'm ready to take over. Oh, this is good, isn't it, Jane? We're having what Simon and Kaylee have been having for months and oh, but it's just as good. It certainly feels good on my pussy moving up and down on your cock. Oh, I'm getting even wetter. It's getting easier to move up and down. You don't need to help me anymore. But I still like your hands anyway. You make me feel safe and wanted. I'm even making sounds Katie makes when she and Simon do it. I wonder if I'll sound like her when I come. Or like Zoe or Inara. Or maybe it'll be my own special sound. And you'll be the first to hear it, Jane. Oh, just like you're the first to fuck me. Oh, God. The first to bring me to orgasm, just like I'm doing to you. And And how I get to drain the balls I almost broke that day. So please, Jane, let's prove that everything is fully healed. Come in me. And come on, please, I need it real bad. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Come on, empty your balls at me, Jane, please. Oh, show me I didn't damage them too bad. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, yeah, I'd say they definitely work too well, maybe. I don't know if it will all stay inside of me. So, would you mind holding me now that we're done? I understand if you just want to get me out of your room, but I kind of want to have your arms around me. I'm finally held enough where I don't mind being held. So now I have to make up for lost time. Thank you. Feels like home in your arms, all nice and safe. I like it here, in your bunk and in your embrace. And I don't think you mind holding me either. Between the holding and all the screwing, I think from now on we're going to get along just fine.